Then the apostle went to, we would say today, New York City, Times Square. All the bright lights, all the entertainment that you can think of. Paul walked in to this great city, and he says, looking around, something captivated his attention. It caught his attention. He says, I saw an altar. I saw an altar to the unknown God. And Paul says, I can't really talk to them about all their gods, but this is an opportunity for me to talk to them about this unknown God who they are ignorantly worshiping. You know, one of the things that I often find fascinating in this great America, let someone great die, or something catastrophic happens, and they will bring all the, what they call the major religions of the world, let's have a united time of prayer and so forth, and then they go, let's have a moment of silence. Let's pray to the unknown God, because we don't want to mess with anybody's religion and anybody's God. So let's have a moment of silence. My friend, when I talk to the God that saved me, I don't want to be silent about it. I want to tell the world that Jesus saved. I want to tell the world that in the midst of the catastrophe, there is one that can bring comfort and joy in the midst of it all. I want to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. How can I keep silent in a time when hearts are broken? No, I want to tell them about the Lord Jesus. And here it is, Paul is saying, I want to tell you about the unknown God who you're ignorantly worshiping. He says, this God is the one that created you. This God is the one that holds you, as it were, in his hands. This is the one that provides for you. This is the God that keeps your heart ticking at a certain rate every day. This is the God that makes the blood flow through your vein. This is the God that you think you know, but you don't know. This is the God that keeps the sun so far from the earth so that you wouldn't freeze and you wouldn't fry. This is the God I want to talk to you about. Friends, tonight, do you realize that you are responsible to a God who created you? That is what the enemy of our souls wants to do. The enemy of your soul, if he can get you to the point where you can say there is no God, he says, phase one has been accomplished. And the Bible declared, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That's what the fool has said. But the apostle says, look, I want to bring it down to the way you can understand it. That this God is the one that created you, and we are responsible to this God. And he also goes on to say, you know, this God has appointed a day in which he will judge this habitable world in righteousness by a man. By the man Christ Jesus, his beloved son, whom he sent into this world to suffer, bleed, and die for sinful men who had sinned and come short of his glory. God is saying, look, I will do a work through that man. The devil says, just keep their minds blinded. Because God has said, he will not share his glory with any other. But I want to go beyond that. because of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we have sung tonight, marvelous grace of our loving Lord. Grace that exceeds my sin and my guilt. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ wants to demonstrate to you tonight, my friend. The grace of God that can reach down to a sinful man. A man that had raised his fist against that holy and righteous God that had created him. That man that says, look, I would live the way I want to live and I really don't care what God has to say. This is the grace of God that God wants to show to this man. Wants to show it to you. The man that he wants to show his grace to is the man that had sinned and come short of God's glory. He had missed the mark. And my friends, you can ask yourself, when have I missed the mark? All you need to do is tell one simple lie. In this very book, it says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of your heart and your soul and your mind. And you ask yourself the question, have I loved this God the way he had asked me to? The answer is no, my friends. You haven't. So you've missed the mark. God says, look, I want to show my grace to those who have missed the mark. Because there's coming a day in which he's going to judge this world in righteousness. You see, it is this world whose mind the devil, God of this world, has blinded. They declared, we don't want Jesus. What a choice that man had to make when Pilate asked the question, who do you want me to deliver? What a question. And tonight, my friends, God is asking the question, who do you want? Do you want to live for this world and its God and for the pleasures of this world? Or do you want to hear my voice in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ? Come unto me. The world says, We will take Barabbas. You can crucify Jesus. But my friends, tonight, God wants to make you feel of his grace, because in the same way he called Abraham, and Abraham, as God began to speak to him and reveal his heart unto him, Abraham realized, as Brother Mark mentioned, there was a bigger picture. There is a bigger picture, my friends, than what you think that God is trying to do. We're not trying to say, look, you know, you get saved and all you do, you just sit in a corner and you know, you expect good things to happen. No, Abraham didn't do that. The Bible says Abraham was looking for a city. And the big picture in regards to you and to me tonight, my friends, though we have sinned and come short of the glory of God, when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can now rejoice in hope of the glory of God. You know, it is said of those at Thessalonica, it says they turn to God from idols to serve the true and the living God, and to wait for his son from heaven. And tonight, my friends, what is the idol that is keeping you back from serving the true and the living God, to come to a saving knowledge of his blessed son? Which is the idol that's keeping you back? Pleasure? Money? Power? You ask yourself, why haven't you surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ? And God says, look, this is my son, in whom I am well pleased, and I have sent him into this world to be your Savior.